The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Short thought on the parsha, like every week. So this Shabbos we will read Tazria Metzora, two parshiyos. Both of them deal primarily with Dine Negoim. And Chazal teach us, Negoim bo'am al adam b'avoin loshen hara. It is loshen hara that brings upon a person Negoim. And loshen hara is one of the greatest avedas. It's shocking. Eilechin tesvav omed beis, tona debera bishmoel. Kol ha-mesapa loshen hara magdil avoin keneged gimel avedas chamusha betoira. Loshen hara is as harsh as avoide zora shvichas domim gilu arayis. Shocking. And there's a machlokes between the two great sons of Reb Chanina Bar Choma. Whether person that speaks loshen hara has a takona at all. Reb Acha Bar Chanina omer, ein loy takona. Kvar korosoi doved ha-melech shenem ar-yachres Hashem kol sifzech ha-lokais loshen medaberes gedoides. Reb Chama Bar Chanina disagrees with his brother and he says, im talmet chochem hu yasog b'toiro. Ve'im ha-ma'oretz hu yashpil da'atoi. But everyone agrees, this is one of the gravest transgressions. So it would be fitting, we should dedicate a few moments to think, how could we overcome this shortcoming? How could we really try to be amongst Shomer Piv Ulshono Shomer Mitzorois Nafshei? So there's a story told in Avodah Zorah, Yutah Somet Beis. Rav Alexander, one of the Amiroim, who you machres voim mambo yachai, who wants to live? And many people came. Who doesn't want to live? He found the fountain of life. Eternal life. So everybody flocked around him. So what do you have? Show us your new vaccine. Show us your new remedy, your new medicine. And he takes a sefer Tehillim and he reads from Tehillim. This same story is told in a totally different version in Medrash Rabbah Parshas Metzora. There was a peddler, and he lived, and he used to roam the area around the town Tzipoiri. And he used to cry out, "Man moyle mizmesamedechay, who wants to buy the medicine, the remedy for eternal life?" Rav Yanai comes to him and he says, "What do you have? What is this new potion? What is this new medicine?" And he takes out a Tehillim and he reads, and Rav Yanai is moved. Rav Yanai says, "I used to read these psukim all my life, but I didn't really know their proper and profound interpretation until I heard this peddler." And we wonder, the peddler didn't say any pshat. He didn't say any drosha. He didn't offer any new interpretation. According to the Medrash, all he did, he took out a Sefer Tehillim and he read the psukim. So why was Rav Yanai so inspired? Listen to me. This is so obvious you can't miss it. Ma'ase b'roichel echod. Is that coincidence? Why a roichel? And not a chenvani, or a sandler, like a b'yochanan. Or a choit of eitzim like Hillel HaZaken. Or a oisei sheichar like Rabbah. Or a choit of eitzim or a shoyev mayim. These were occupations that we find by many of the great Tanoim and Amiroim. And where does he live? Where is he active? Ayoras esmuches litzapayri. Not Bnei Barak where Rabbi Kiva lived, or Lod, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkonos, or Beit Shan where the Sanhedrin lived, or of all the cities and towns in Eretz Yisrael, Tzipoiri. Is that coincidence? Definitely not. The Baal HaLoshon is like a peddler. That's the Loshon of the Pusak. Lo Yiseilech Rochil B'Yamecho. And the Yerushalmi explains in Peyed Avdal Adamed Beis, why is a Baal HaLoshon called a Rochil? He's like a peddler. The peddler is constantly busy. He buys and sells, buys from Pliny, sells to Almighty, buys from Jack and sells to Joe. Baal HaLoshon is the same. He hears and talks. What he takes from Pliny, he transfers to Almighty. And that is why he's called a Rochel. Wow, interesting. Ma'aseh b'roich alechod, of all occupations. What is taharas ha-metzoyre shnei tziporim? Rashi writes, what's
Kol HaLashon?
Why birds? Many animals have voices. Not all of them, but many. The lion roars, but he doesn't roar very often. I'm sure you all visited the zoo. Did you ever hear a lion roar? Maybe once in a blue moon. Most of the time they sleep. Most of the time they have their mouths shut. The only animal that is never quiet is the bird. Birds chirp all day. When they're awake, they just chirp away. Rashi writes, that's the remez for a Baal Loshon Hara. He can't keep his mouth shut. He's talking all the time, and that's why Taharas HaMetzoyres B'Tziporim. I don't think this is coincidental. Ma'aseh b'roich al echad. Shehoyo mesoyve b'ayores atzmuchim l'tzipori. That's the remez for Tziporim. So one of the reasons that it's so difficult for us to overcome Loshon Hara is because we have this mistaken perception that if you want to be a shoyim apiva l'shoynoi, you need to be a hermit, you need to be strange and peculiar. You cannot be ma'uruv b'das ma'brias. Man is a social being. We need chavrusa. We need friends. We need to talk. The Teferes Yisrael on Perek Vav Mesechet Avos. One of the Memches Dvorim Shetoyre Niklas Behem, Miut Sicha. Teferes Yisrael explains, we're not expected not to talk at all, but try to minimize. People need to talk, and they need to listen. They need to interact with others. And we think that if you talk, you must talk Loshon Hara, and that's a mistake. And that is what this peddler taught Rav Yanai. Ma'aseh b'roich alechot. Shemesoyve b'yoras esmuches l'tzipoyri. And he is the one that sells Sam Chaim. You could be a peddler. Just keep in mind what you're buying and what you're selling. Yes, you're allowed to listen and to talk as well. But be careful to sell Sam Chayim and not Sam Mavois. And instead of talking Divrei Sheker and Itzor Shemra and Loshon Hara and Rechilis and Divrei Eva and Machloikis, you should listen and you should talk. You should buy and you should sell. Divrei Avo Achvo, Sholem Vareis, Pius, Veritzui, Teura, Yerushamayim. You could be a Reichel. And you could be active by Yoras Esmuchim Letzepoiri. Just be careful what you buy and what you sell. Another point. Our difficulty with Loshon Hara is, Loshon Hara doesn't start in your mouth. It's about your attitude. It's about what you have in your mind and in your heart. If you are a ra ayin, you have a ayin ra and lev ra, and you always see negative things about people, it's very difficult not to speak Loshon Hara. There is a critical mass building up in your heart, and that critical mass must come out. You're exploding with so much ayin ra. If we would be Mekayim, what the great Rebbe HaMelech Melezhensk asks from us, he asks from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tein b'libeinu, shenire kol echad malas chavereinu v'lo chisronam. If you see the beauty of people, and you tend to see how fine and well and wonderful people are, and you have a positive attitude and outlook on others, shouldn't be so difficult not to talk Lashon Hara. If you don't have Lashon Hara, you won't talk Lashon Hara. So this is a mitzvah that doesn't start in your mouth. It's not a mitzvah shebedibur. It originates in your mind, in your heart, in your nefesh. And he says, "Man he takes out a Tehillim and let us note. He starts reading the psukim. He did not stop. He went on. Sur miro vaseitoiv bakei shalom verodfeo. That's the climax. Bakei shalom verodfeo. If you love peace, you love people, you see the beauty of each and every individual, that is Sama Dachaya. Let us all try to achieve Sama Dachaya, the potion of life. Shalom v'rodfeo. We should always have the schus of being. Talmid HaChachamim, Marbim, Shalom v'yoylam. Have a beautiful Shabbos.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.